Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrne, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrne Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. As most animal people know, one of the top news stories of 2015 was the killing of collared lion Cecil in Zambia by a trophy hunter. This event created a furor in the media, but especially in social media. As a result of this furor, more than $1 million was donated to the Cecil Project. I think it's safe to say that most of the people who donated to the project have no idea what the project does. The project has been up and running for quite a while and involves, among other things, the collaring of male lions to determine their movement. Among the data they keep is naturally what happens to their collared lions. The categories that they use to record what happens to them includes legal and illegal trophy hunting, poaching, and also killing the animals when they leave the park and go on a rampage and destroy villages, kill people, and ravage crops. So in that regard, and relative to their research, Cecil's death was another data point. Not the first lion to be killed in this way, and most likely not the last. There's another part of their program that I find even more extraordinary. Unlike many data-collecting scientific studies, which are exactly that, data-collecting, this group of researchers also has made a very practical effort to help solve at least part of the problem. These scientists set up a program to protect farmers when lions wandered out of the protected area. The program is very simple and relatively inexpensive. All it requires is the cost of a cell phone, mountain bike, and GPS. It works like this. When a lion wanders out of a park and toward an inhabited area, the scientists notify young volunteers via cell phone and give the young men the coordinates of where the lion is headed. Prior to this program, these young men, referred to as long shields, literally charged with only a shield to protect their body. This was the only way they had to try to drive the lions out of their fields and away from their villages. Thanks to the cell phone, thanks to the GPS, these brave young men get on their mountain bikes and pedal off to intercept the lion. Only instead of using weapons or killing the lions, they use an exceedingly annoying instrument, the vuvuzela. And pardon me if I didn't pronounce that correctly. That's not an easy word to pronounce, even if you don't have an overbite. But those of you familiar with this instrument know that it's basically a cheap toy that soccer fans blow during matches. And in such a way, they drive the lions away from inhabited areas back into the protected areas of the park. Very effective, incredibly practical. Currently, the team's plan is to use the funding that Cecil's death created to expand their program to other areas. Given the practical bent indicated by their training of the locals to protect the lions as well as themselves, I doubt that they'll count on this funding being a continuous thing. The media has a very short attention span. Everybody gets hot and bothered for a little bit, but then another story comes along and they forget. You know, it's like, oh, we did lions last week. We've already done elephants. What else have you got? Oh, dog fighting, oh, that is so yesterday. And that's the problem with social media. While it's a very powerful tool in the short run, when we're talking about changes in habitat destruction, climate change, short-term attention and funding are nice surprises. But in the overall scheme of things, once again, it's probably the tortoise kind of interest that hangs in there day after day after day that really gets the job done.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.